Hello, welcome to Water Rights. I'm Don Wright, and this report is the Fryant Water Authority Board of Directors meeting from July of 2023. The Fryant Water Authority Board of Directors met at the Bella Vita event venue in Visalia on Thursday, July 27th, 2023. The meeting begins in closed session at 8:30 a.m., and one can attend on Microsoft Teams if you don't have a physical way to get there. The meeting, Chairman Jim Erickson kicked things off with the whisper at 10:34 a.m., and then they turned on the microphone and things got better. Director Cliff Loeffler opened with a prayer for wisdom. Amen, brother. If I understand correctly, the minutes and the bills payments were approved. FKC and water quality. The Fryant Kern Canal needs to have a final environmental impact report adopted by the board. Attorney Don Davis introduced Kathy Duncan, a new Fryant employee who presented the details of the proposed guidelines for introducing non-project water into the canal. This means water that isn't a part of the federal Central Valley Project, water that didn't come from the San Joaquin River. The SJR's water quality is legendary. It's very, very good. This item is to protect the water quality of supplies in the canal. There are situations along the length of the canal where water from other sources can be put into the FKC and conveyed. The Kings River is one such place, and its water quality is also as good as the San Joaquin River. But there is a need to pump groundwater into the canal, and at the southern end in Kern County, the Cross Valley Canal could bring in water from the California Aqueduct. Quality degradation can occur along the way. The districts furthest downstream on the Fryant Kern Canal, Arvin Edison Water Storage District and the Delano Earlymart Irrigation District, as well as Shafter-Wasco ID, naturally have concerns about water quality, and this has been an issue for some time now. Someone else from, I'm guessing, Stantec Engineering, the ladies speaking today were shy about identifying themselves. Maybe her name was Patty. I'm going with that. Patty from Stantec gave the board a list of actions recommended. The draft EIR has been out for review and comment from May 12th through June 26th, and to my surprise, no comments were received. This review is part of the California Environmental Quality Act process. Patty basically said the hoops have been jumped through. Davis explained about the mitigation measures and the enforcement of these measures. He said he spoke with managers at length about this, and if you're not building a facility on top of an ancient Indian burial ground or wetlands, there shouldn't be much of a problem under the new EIR/CEQA permit. By the way, Environmental Impact Report, California Environmental Quality Act. Someone asked why an EIR is needed after all these years, and Davis said this is the response to clear up the water quality concerns that have been festering for decades. As the FKC refurbishing is completed and the conveyance is improved, Fryant Water Authority wants to ease the process of a member district trying it to get in new facilities along the way. He said it's time for the home boards to discuss entering into a cooperative agreement. Based on this information presented, staff recommended adopting this resolution number 2023-03. The board did so by roll call. CEO Jason Phillips told a story about the water quality deal back when Director Kent Stevens was chair and hosting a party to bring everyone together. It was a funny story, but I couldn't type fast enough to catch up. Mostly, as in dang near always, Phillips' stories are pretty funny, but he doesn't always get a lot of laughs. I don't understand it. Even if I don't laugh out loud, I'm laughing interiorly. Next, the third amendment to a temporary agreement with Banta Carbona and Patterson ID to convey restoration flows, if available, through October of this year was put before the board. That was an easy pass. Updates and reports. The always lovely Janet Atkinson of Stantec, lovely for many reasons, I'm sure, but I like how she introduces herself with confidence and states her name clearly. She reported work on the Fryant Kern Canal repair is being completed, even with the hellish heat considerations for pouring concrete. If you've ever tried to work with wet concrete in the heat, it can be a challenge. So they're pouring at night. On a project of this scale, it has to be an exercise based on experience and just how much calcium one must add to the mix. Atkinson said most of the road closures needed to make repairs are about to wrap up. The framing of forms to pour concrete are coming along nicely on the parts still in need of forms. Deer Creek near the Tulare-Kern County line flooded during this winter's heavy rains. Flows on the seasonal channel lasted until July of this year. The repairs on the canal included a new siphon to run under Deer Creek. It flooded and a good deal of sediment was deposited in a big muddy mess right into the siphon. Now that's been a chore to clean up, but crews are getting it done. Atkinson said the paving on the banks requires some complicated machinery. She also said the environmental report is about the same as usual. There's no Kit Fox burrows. There's no showing up anywhere, and biologists are continuously monitoring the situation. The schedule is still on track for a wrap-up in January, so that's a good report. Did you know Water Rights Audience makes the irrigation decision for more than 4.5 million acres of farmland in California? If you have products and services you want to put in front of this exclusive demographic, get in touch with us. After all, you're listening to this, so are they. Water operations. Ian Buck McLeod gave his report saying the upstream operations are very consistent with projections. The delta is in balance, and this is in part due to the state side of the cooperative operating agreement. The state's COA side has been in debt. Buck McLeod said the word is out. Uncontrolled season on the San Joaquin River ends this weekend. External affairs. Johnny Amaral reported the new state assembly speaker, Robert Rivas, is not from Los Angeles or San Francisco, so there's a chance to work with him. I understand Rivas has a farming background. There were great things happening on the state legislative side. Fryan joined the effective coalition to stop some very bad bills trying to make way up in Sacramento to take away water rights. The coalition was successful. Amaral represents Fryant Water Authority on the Association of California Water Agencies, and there is a San Joaquin Valley Water Forum coming up soon at Harris Ranch. That's a good one to go to if you get the chance. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's Michael Jackson and Rufino Gonzalez confirmed uncontrolled season will end on Saturday, July 29th. Gonzalez implored the Fryant membership to submit their water schedule right away. He said in late December of last year and this year, there have been uncontrolled seasons. So far, 184 days of uncontrolled season. That's the biggest number since 1913. I don't know if that's even possible. I don't know. Anyway, Gonzalez also said a record for filling Millerton Lake was set this year, and there have been spills over the top of Fryant Dam. This is how it's meant to work. Jackson didn't have anything to add. There's a public perception when water spills over the dam of waste, and this hasn't happened since 2017, and I don't think it lasted very long then. So something's wrong. Is the dam in danger? No. Is water being wasted? Not really. As Phillips put it, we just need more storage. O&M. David Dees filled in for Superintendent Chris Hickernill to give the board an idea why it's important to hire and retain qualified staff. These folks have been busy. And why not? It's a big job to keep the moving parts of a canal this big running. There were some wells flooded along the canal route, and that had to be dealt with. Phillips said to keep in mind the extreme amount of cooperation between the members and staff needed this year with the repairs. It's in the past, it's been contentious, but this year not so much, and Phillips expressed his gratitude. Water blueprint for the San Joaquin, Austin Ewell, reported to the board and reflected on flood loss. He said the blueprint is signed on with the Southern California Water Coalition and others to develop a bond. This displays the growing importance of the blueprint's goal of uniting the valley. The California Water Institute, housed at Fresno State University, received a $1 million grant from the USBR, and in concert with the blueprint, doing an in-depth study. And that's good news to hear. Fresno State, California Water Institute, U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, and the Southern California Water Coalition are all working with the blueprint. So the blueprint's running with the big dogs. Ewell said Fryant members have been asked to submit proposals for projects for the blueprint to help promote. Phillips added the pace of the blueprint is picking up and contracting with the Hallmark Group has been a good move. He said there is no other entity pushing as hard as the blueprint to bring the water to the valley and avoiding an economic collapse. Financials. Wilson Orvis reported engagement with the San Luis Delta Mendota Water Authority is ongoing. There's been a rate adjustment with this year's 100% allocation, and this should save the Fryant members some money. CEO report. Phillips gave his report under a great deal of pressure because his goal is to end the meeting by noon. He put up a photo of a missile leaving a submarine. It was the USS Tennessee, the sub his son serves on. He said that that was it, all he had to report on, and the meeting ended 2 minutes early at 11:58 a.m. Well, thank you for listening. Please remember that we try to get it right, but we can always use a little help. And the opinions expressed in this report are those of the author, me, and do not necessarily represent any advertisers or third parties. Give us a call. Let us know you heard this, and God bless.